Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Darren Hardy was the visionary force behind Success Magazine as its publisher and founding editor, giving him unique and unprecedented access to interview, study, and draw out the insights of some of the most successful achievers on the planet. This has allowed him to uncover the unique secrets to success, which he now shares to empower entrepreneurs around the world. Now today, Darren answers the question, what are the top five attributes of truly great leaders? Listen to Darren.
Okay. Number one is that they are consummate learners. Number one is they are always looking for the edge. Steve Jobs is famous for walking around his office. There's got to be a better way. 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 And so he was constantly learning and growing and challenging himself mentally, emotionally, physically, and the rest of it. So number one is they're consummate learners. This has been my key to success. I mean, I got one semester of college, right? I came from a dysfunctional family, you know. There's no reason for me to be in the position that I'm in. I've been in a dozen different industries, none of which I was ever educated for, trained for. Should have been in by anybody else's standards. But because I am such a avid learner, it always gave me an advantage. I could always figure out my way because of that growth mindset, because of that commitment to constant and never-ending improvement. I was able to rise in an industry that I came into completely cold without any experience or training for. Second thing is they have an indomitable drive. If there's one thing I wish I could manufacture, if there was a pill I could dispense, I guess besides the COVID cure at this point, yeah. the pill that I would manufacture is desire. Like I wish more people were hungry and had that indomitable drive to be better, to do more, to contribute greater, and so forth. And these guys and gals had that indomitable drive. If you don't have that fire burning in your belly, like if right now, if you're not seeing how this can be a time of greatest opportunity, that you're fired up about making this your finest hour, that you want to be proud of how you showed up in this time of crisis, I don't know what to do to help you. I don't know if what we're talking about doesn't shake you by the shoulders, if it doesn't stir your freaking heart a little, I don't know what to do to help you. So they had indomitable drive and a hunger. The third thing that they had was focus. We only have so much time, energy, effort, resources. We don't have so much life force. And they got great at learning how to control their attention, control their time, and find their leverage so that they don't get one-to-one results. They got 1-to-50, 1-to-100, 1-to-1,000, 1-to-50,000 return on effort. And so that's why I'm so insistent on now's the time for people to double down on their insane productivity. Now's the time when those 100x opportunities are available to you, but you got to know how to do it. It's a skill. It's not something you learn. A baby doesn't know how to focus. Toddlers don't know how to focus. I don't know if you've noticed or not. It's a trained skill. And these guys and gals got really, really good at controlling their attention and finding their focus. The fourth thing is that they thrived on failure. You can call it failure. You can call it growth. You can call it improvement. You can call it iterations. I mean, Branson's got a portfolio of incredible failures. I mean, you know, you all remember Virgin Cola and Virgin Brides and Virgin Cars and Virgin Cosmetics and Virgin Vodka and Virgin. I mean, there's a whole shelf of deaths that he's created. Elon Musk has been on the brink of bankruptcy. How many times now? I mean, how many rockets did he explode? Like NASA's not equipped to experience as many failures as Elon was willing to experience. I mean, he had some epic failure, but as a result of it, he's the guy that might get us to Mars. Bezos got $1 billion in in failures that he's accumulated. Dumbass stuff, pets.com and Amazon auctions and Jungly and a bunch of stuff that he put hundreds of millions of dollars into that were failures. But he said, if you don't want to do anything innovative, you know, don't ever do anything new. Like, so he has a tolerance for it. And again, it doesn't have to be like you're pursuing failure and all the rest of it. It's like you're pursuing growth. You're pursuing experiments. Like, I just call them life experiments. And some experiments are going to pay off and some experiments aren't. And you don't actually kind of don't care either way as long as you're learning and growing through them. And so that'd be the fourth. And the fifth thing is that they have an amazing support team. So Gary, you know, you're a force of nature. I've described you that before. You're a ball of fire and energy, and you've got an amazing passion and energy. But I tell you, I know that you attribute a significant amount of your success because you've surrounded yourself with some amazing people. Your team at DLC is what makes it all happen. Like, you've got the magic, you know, you got the vision, you've got the crusading charisma. But man, if you weren't surrounded by a strong support team, that would just be, it would just be freaking mess. It would just be chaos without order. It'd be mayhem, right?
So imagine.
But that's what these great guys and gals did. They went and found great people. And because they were great people themselves, great people would follow them, and great people wanted to be part of what they were about. So it's your personal team. It is your associations. Gary is one of our, what we call Dirty Dozen. It was just a group I put together. I needed friends who were high caliber, who thought like I thought and had the same kind of ambition. And so I took a lot of the people that I have met and mentored over the many decades and selected my favorites. And Gary's is one of them. And I need it for me because those are my associations that challenge me to rise to the equation. In the very beginning, Gary, of this crisis, the only people that I were feeding resources to, sharing what I was sharing with my team, was the Dirty Dozen group, because, you know, those are my peeps that I not only want to contribute in their lives, but they're the ones that are bolstering me. They're the ones that are holding me to a higher standard. Even if it's in my head, it's like, it's got to be worthy of these guys and gals that are part of this inner circle. So that is the fifth thing, is they surround themselves by really great people, not just the people who work for them, but their peer group, their mentors, their advisors. They make the investment in being around the right associations that are going to take them to the next level.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Darren Hardy, simply search YouTube and be sure to go to his website, darrenhardy.com. His famous book, The Compound Effect, is available at his website and or amazon.com. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today you've been hanging out with Darren Hardy. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bollock. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgebollock.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bollock. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.